We appreciate so much, David, the fact that you have a great radio program, syndicated radio program around the country, that calling Christians to develop a strong, sound Christian worldview. And you recently interviewed Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis on the program. And I know Ken expressed concern about what he calls the church's lost generation. What did he have to say about the evangelical church and millennials?
Yeah, it's a troubling statistic. He had the America's Research Group do a huge study on millennials, the 20s into the early 30s, and that generation, you know, and what their beliefs are, who grew up in Christian homes and churches, and where they are today. And he wrote a book about it called Ready to Return, Bringing Back the Church's Lost Generation. We had him on our radio program recently. And America's Research Group is, by the way, one of the best research survey polling groups out there. They're heavily involved in the political election as well. They do work there. But he found that among the millennials, you know, of the church attending millennials, you know, 40% of them do not consider themselves to be born again. 35% believe that the Bible contains errors. 30% believe that other holy books are inspired by God, such as the Quran. 65% believe if you're a good person, you'll go to heaven. Statistics like this that we were just talking about earlier today in the interview, how much of an impact the culture, secular humanism, that's a prevailing worldview in our society today, has had upon those growing up in churches. And I think, you know, according to Ken, and I would agree with this, so much of this is because I think you have to lay the responsibility first at the parents' feet. You can't necessarily blame the churches first and foremost, because it's the parents' responsibility to raise their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And again, core beliefs about the inerrancy of Scripture, about morality, about sexuality, their views are really not much different. The millennial views are not much different than the world now, and that's extremely troubling. A lot of them leave church as they go off to college. They never come back. And if you want to fast forward to what it may be like in this country from an evangelical standpoint, look at England. There's been a practical disappearance of Christianity, at least biblical Christianity, in England. And so that's what this book is about, how to change the tide of those who have been churched growing up and how to bring them back. And I think it starts with having them understand what the gospel actually is, about the conviction of sin in their life and coming to repentance, and then faith in Christ. And when you come to a gospel understanding and you're regenerated and justified, then your views begin to come around. In other words, like trying to persuade someone of a certain viewpoint before they can't see it with spiritual eyes. Once people are converted, then they can begin to see the various issues that I just mentioned from a biblical standpoint.